Squad Cars. The story you're about to hear is true. Details are supplied from official case files by the South African police. Only names and faces have been changed to protect innocent people involved. Johannesburg, April the 10th, 9:17 p.m. A police patrol car is prowling the Hillbrow area. The occupants are Constables Maber and McDonald.
The hippies are waving to you, Pete. Yeah. Friends of yours?
Oh, they always wave.
What do you think of them?
Ach, they're a dirty lot. They'd all look a lot better if they took a bath now and again and cut their hair.
It's funny. They don't give us much trouble.
True. You know, I often look at them and wonder how they'd shape on the farm.
Yeah, might do them a lot of good. See that?
He's in a hurry.
Shut up, Clay Street.
Let's go and take a look.
You can't go up there. It's a one-way street.
No, I should up Twist and try and get onto him in Kotzer Street. Hold tight.
Been a quiet night so far.
It always is midweek. It's Friday and Saturday the fun and games start.
Everybody seems to be wanting a party on the weekends.
Right. Left into Crane Street. Can you see him?
67 Delta, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No, hang on a sec. Yes, he's slowed down for that robot down the bottom there by Caroline Street.
Right. Keep a sharp lookout.
You drive well, Pitt.
Thanks.
There he goes, straight down. Still in a hurry, too.
I wonder what his case is.
Let's pull him over and find out.
Straight through that red light.
Careful, Pitt.
I'm watching it.
Seems to be heading for Louis Botha Avenue.
That should be interesting. He'll think he's on the racetrack.
Light's green, you can go. Get around the corner, you should be able to see him.
You think he knows we're onto him?
Don't know yet. There he is, going like a rocket.
Right, my beauty.
He's turning.
Off to the left. What street's that?
Elm Street. Watch it, there's a robot.
Where does Elm Street go?
Monroe Drive, down to Arden.
No chance of cutting him off.
You'll just have to sit on his tail. He'll have to slow down for Monroe Drive. It's not a road you can negotiate at speed. There's that hairpin bend halfway down.
Yeah, I remember it. He'll rug himself off if he doesn't slow down.
There he is.
I'm gaining on him.
Flash him with your lights. There's only one man in the car.
Yeah, seems to be. He knows we're following him. Look at him go.
Full. See that?
On the curb.
He's turning right.
So are we. What street's this?
St. Patrick Road. We've got him.
Why?
It's a dead end.
Sure.
Positive.
Yes, he's slowing down.
Don't give him a chance to turn around.
I won't. He's going up that drive.
No, he stopped. He thinks he's going to turn around.
Okay. We'll park right across his rear bumper.
Careful, Pitt. He's reckless.
Whew. There. He's all yours.
Thanks. What's your hurry?
There was somebody chasing me.
It was us. Where's the fire?
I haven't done anything. You'd run too if you saw that somebody was chasing you.
If you thought somebody was playing the fool, you could have pulled over and let them pass.
I wasn't taking any chances.
Not much, you weren't. You're lucky you're still alive the way you've been driving. Is this your car?
Yes.
Show me the keys.
There you are.
What's the registration number of this car?
Just a minute. Don't fluster me. Registration number. I know it as well as my own name.
Are you sure you didn't pick it up for a joyride?
No. It's mine.
Where do you live?
In the Free State.
Whereabouts in the Free State?
Lutzville, near Bloemfontein.
What are you doing in Joburg?
Well, I came up for the Rand Easter show. I've got to keep abreast of developments.
You don't look like a farmer.
You don't look like a policeman.
He's drunk.
I am not. For your information, I'm slightly inebriated.
Been celebrating?
No. I've been drowning my sorrows. Gotta go home at the end of the week, and I don't want to go home.
Why not?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Come on, man. Pull yourself together. What's your name?
Barrington.
First name?
David.
What's the registration number of this car?
OLV394.
Well?
It's his, all right.
I told you!
Quiet, man. You'll wake the streets.
Oh. What are we going to do with him?
He's not fit to drive, that's for sure.
We're going to take him in?
Yes, I think we'd better for his own good. In this state, he's a danger to himself as well as other drivers.
Okay.
Move over, Mr. Barrington.
I'm driving.
Not anymore. Move over.
Do you think you can drive this car?
Move over and I'll show you.
Okay, but Diana's not going to like this, you know.
Who's Diana?
That's my wife. She gives me a hard time.
Hmm. I bet it's nothing compared with the time you give her.
Shall we take him to Hospital Hill?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll see you there.
Hey, what's Hospital Hill?
The local police station.
Am I in trouble?
A bit.
Diana's not going to like this. I promised I'd keep out of trouble. I gave her my word of honor. And that's the only reason she let me come to Joburg. It's automatic. Can you manage it?
I think so. What do you find?
Mealies and cattle when the drought left me.
It's hit you hard, has it?
It's hit everybody hard. The Prime Minister said that it was one of the worst catastrophes to hit this country. Very concerned about it.
Couldn't have hit you that badly.
What are you talking about? All my cattle died, didn't they?
You're driving a brand new car. You've got money enough to come up to Joburg for a week.
That's my little hobby.
What's that?
Wouldn't you like to know, eh?
So you've got another source of income besides farming.
I didn't say that.
Not in so many words.
It so happens that I have a father-in-law who's rather well-to-do. Not short of a bob or two isn't Redfern's Llewellyn. It was Redfern's Llewellyn who set me up, on condition that I looked after Diana properly.
And do you?
Well, it's a battle, let me tell you. It's a very difficult girl, highly strung, worries about all of us.
Why?
Because of my little hobby.
I think we'd better let your wife know what's happened to you.
Oh, no, mustn't do that. She'll never let me go off without her again. I had the devil's own job getting away. I don't want to ruin everything.
You should have thought of that before you got tanked up like this.
Yeah, what's going to happen to me?
Well, you'll spend the night as our guest, and in the morning you may pay an admission of guilt. Then you can be on your way. Got any money?
Yeah. Plenty. Just a minute, let me show you. How about that, eh?
See? You're lucky you still got that. That's the biggest roll of notes I ever saw. How much is that?
I don't know. I haven't counted it lately.
9:45 p.m. Hillbrow Police Station. Constables Maybach and MacDonald are watching the sergeant on duty take charge of David Beddington's things before locking him up for the night.
Give me a tie.
When will I get it back?
You'll get everything back in the morning.
Then why can't I keep it?
Regulations.
Regulations.
And your belt, please.
My belt.
And keys?
These are here, Sergeant.
Keys. Various. Five. Any pens?
There are one.
Pen. Your wallet?
Wallet?
And the money in your possession.
Money? Well, are you sure I'm going to get all this back?
Everything goes into this canvas bag, and you get a receipt for it.
Yeah, but who gets the canvas bag?
It goes into the station safe.
Okay. I got lots of money. Big roll. Haven't I, Constable?
That's for sure.
Here you are.
Got it, Constable.
Right, Sergeant. 10, 20... 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100. And 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 tens. 260 runt. And there's 2 runt. 22, 3, 4, 5, 27 cents.
262 runt and 27 cents. 260. 227. It's a lot of money.
It's income from what he calls his hobby.
And what's that?
He's not telling.
It's probably the horses.
No, it's not the horses. You're not even warm.
Well, I'm not in the mood for games. Frisk him, Constable.
All right, Sergeant.
Is that the lot?
No, Sergeant. Just a minute. Something in the match pocket of his jacket.
Now, pull it out. Let's have a look.
Hey, you can't have that. That's my good luck. Here we are.
Let's see. What is it?
It's an uncut diamond, Sergeant.
It's part of my little hobby.
April 11th, 9:05 a.m. Having been called from the Witwatersrand Divisional Headquarters, Lieutenant Anderson of the Diamond and Gold Staff is interviewing David Beddington in an office at the Hillbrow Police Station.
Got a hangover?
Yes.
From all accounts, you deserve one. You're a Free State,
eh? Yeah, I am now.
How long have you been farming?
Ever since I got married.
How long's that?
Oh, 3 years.
Is it your farm?
No, it's my wife's, actually. I'm running the place for her.
I see. All right, well, where did you get all this money?
It's money for my expenses while I'm in Joburg.
I didn't ask you what it was for. I asked you where you got it.
I drew it from the bank.
Well, we can check on that. This diamond... Don't you know it's against the law to have uncut diamonds in your possession?
No.
Where'd you get it?
Found it.
Where?
In a river on my farm.
And where's that?
Lutzville.
It's near Bloemfontein, isn't it?
Yes.
But that's not a diamond area.
No.
You just found the one?
Yes.
It's a big one. You might get 3 carats out of it when it's cut.
Yeah.
You realize I must confiscate it? That's the law?
Yes.
Sorry. I'm sorry, I don't believe your story either. You know what?
What?
You're going home to Lutzville today.
Eh?
Yes. And I'm going with you.
Lutzville in the Free State, 2:57 p.m. The car in which Lieutenant Anderson and David Beddington have traveled from Johannesburg pulls up outside the house on the farm called Inverdure. A young woman comes out to greet them.
Hello? You're back early?
Yeah.
Why? What's the matter?
Diana, this is Lieutenant Anderson. He's a policeman.
Oh.
Mrs. Beddington?
I told you it would come to this.
That's enough.
I told you they'd catch you. They always do.
I've told him nothing. He knows nothing.
He's right, Mrs. Beddington. I'm hoping you'll persuade him to help me.
It'll be a pleasure.
You're out of your mind.
No. But I shall be if a stop isn't put to this business here and now.
Just remember what's at stake.
You think I've forgotten? He's with me every moment of the day.
Now look, before you all get so excited that I can't make head or tail of what you're trying to tell me.
We're not telling you anything.
Quiet, man. I haven't finished. I suggest we sit down and try and keep our heads.
Do you want to be inside or out?
Well, it's too nice to sit indoors. Lovely sunny day like this.
Yes. It was days like this that started it all.
I'm sorry?
These aren't nice days for a farmer, Lieutenant. Nice days are when it rains.
Oh, I see. Yes, of course.
We were doing all right till the rains passed us by.
Please, Diana, I beg of you.
Listen, my lad. You're in trouble up to your neck. I can see your wife is trying to make things easier for you. Now, sit down and keep quiet. Sorry, Mrs. Bainson.
We were paying our way, just. We got the books into the black. Dad's always wanted to be a farmer, for as long as he can remember. Cattle are his life. He loves cattle. We had Herefords. Nice little herd. Bull and everything. They all died. I thought Dave would die too. I've never seen a man so cut up. It's not nice for a wife to see that in her husband. We went to my father for credit, and he just couldn't help us. He was in trouble himself. Dave was desperate. Rather foolishly, he blamed himself. He felt he'd failed.
But it was the drug.
Yes. We needed money desperately. We had to have money, otherwise the place would have been put up for sale. And you can buy a farm cheaply in times like this.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Dave started drinking. Took to going to Bloemfontein. First he used to tell me that he went there on farm business. But later when the money appeared, I knew there was something going on. He used to tell me it was money he'd won at poker. I knew he was lying. Then one day I forced the truth out of him. How much did you win this time?
Over 200 rand.
You never told me you were a gambling man.
Well, it's a talent I didn't know I had.
Dave, Don't you think you've kidded me long enough?
Well, what do you mean?
I'm not a fool, you know. You're just not the poker-playing type.
Where do you suppose I get the money, then?
Oh, I don't know. All sorts of funny ideas occur to me in the small hours of the morning. When I can't sleep for worrying about you. Oh, I sometimes think you steal it.
Oh, come on.
Sometimes I think you must be involved in IDB.
What do you know about IDB?
Only what I've read. I've got no first-hand experience of it at all. Have you?
Don't be ridiculous.
Dave. Dave, you're blushing.
So what?
I've hit the nail right on the head, haven't I?
No.
Yes, I have. Where do you go? What do you do?
It's best if you know nothing.
Dave, I have a right to know. I'm your wife.
I go to Maseru.
Sesutu?
Yes, that's right.
What do you do there?
Well, I meet a man.
What man?
I don't even know his name.
And?
If you breathe one word of this, I'm going to be in big trouble.
Go on.
Well, this man gives me a parcel. A little parcel.
Diamonds?
And I have to bring them across the border.
Where to?
All different places. Ladybrand, Vietnam, Reddersburg. I even went to Zastron once.
The time you were away for the weekend.
That's right.
Haven't you ever stopped to consider what would happen if they caught you?
Well, of course I have.
What?
Oh, look, Diana, IDB's... Well, it's almost a national pastime. Everybody does it.
No, they don't. Not decent, honest, law-abiding folks. It's against the law.
Well, so's buying a raffle ticket.
Oh, please. That's not the same thing at all. You can't equate a sports club raffle with trading in diamonds. What happens if you get caught?
I pay a fine.
And the next time?
A bigger fine.
Until you finally wind up in prison.
Oh, I won't.
What's going to happen to me and Nicholas, then?
Oh, don't be silly, Diana. I can take care of myself. How is Nicky, by the way?
Yes. You have to ask. You're never at home, so you wouldn't know how he is. Anyway, things went on like that for quite a while. I tried to talk to David about how worried I was, but it always fobbed me off. I never got anywhere. Eventually, my nerves couldn't stand it anymore. I was terrified. Every time David left the house, I became convinced I'd never see him again. Finally, there was a showdown. Time for you to choose. Either them... or me.
What do you mean?
Quite simple. Unless you tell your IDB pals that you won't run any more diamonds across the border for them, I'm going. I'm taking Nicky with me. Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
Well?
Look, I couldn't live without you and Nicky.
Dave, I'm begging you. Tell them you won't do it anymore. We've made plenty of money, more than enough. My dad's beginning to ask awkward questions. He's not a fool, you know. Please, Dave.
Okay. I'll tell them after the next run.
And he's as good as his word.
And what happened?
I think you'd better tell the lieutenant about that, Dave.
Well, it was nearly a week later. I came from the lands. The sun had just gone.
Darling!
Darling, it's here, aren't you, darling?
Dave, oh, Dave, they've been here an hour.
Yeah, waiting for the IDB farmer to come home. Isn't that right, Zoe boy?
It is right.
What are you doing? What do you want?
We came to bring you a message, didn't we, Zoe boy?
Yeah.
Mr. Youngson thinks you've been a very naughty boy. He sent Zoe and me to bring you back into life.
They didn't hit me.
I'll tell the lady to keep quiet, Zoe boy.
Yeah, shut up.
You can't talk to my wife like that.
Now, don't get excited. Otherwise, you'll make Zoe boy nervous. And he might drop the baby. Hey, Joey boy.
Accidents will happen.
What do you want?
Mr. Youngson says that things had better stay the way they were.
Otherwise?
Otherwise, your family might come to harm.
You wouldn't dare.
Your wife's a pretty woman. You wouldn't want us to change that, would you?
What's that?
It's a razor. A cutthroat razor. Very sharp. Sharp and nasty. Hey, Joey boy.
They mean what they say, Dave.
That's right. Either you do the trips again, or else.
Oh, Dave, promise them anything. Dave, do it. Just get Let her go away. Leave us alone.
And that's how they got me back into the game. I had no choice.
So what were you doing in Johannesburg?
Tell him, Dave.
Well, Diana had packed her things. She couldn't take any more. She was leaving me. I couldn't face that, so I roared off into Johannesburg with a pocket full of money. I just wanted to forget everything.
You really want to get out of this game?
I'd give anything. As long as Diana and my boy will be all right.
Well, if we round up the whole gang, what can they do? And you'll have something money can't buy.
What's that?
Peace of mind. Well, what do you say?
Okay. What do you want me to do?
April the 21st, the border post at Maseru. David Beddington has crossed the border in his car, and he's met by Lieutenant Anderson.
Got the stuff?
Yes.
Good. Switch on the radio we fixed under your dashboard. We've installed a portable radio transmitter just over the border.
Okay.
Testing, testing. Are you receiving us? Over.
Loud and clear. Over.
Good. You're to maintain radio silence to this vehicle from here on. Just listen. Over.
Message received and understood. Over and out.
What's your destination, David?
Tabantu. Joey's going to meet me there. He'll get into the car and tell me where to go from there.
Right. Now, just before we get to Tabantu, you lock me in the boot.
And do what?
I'll tell you.
4:17 p.m. Outside a private house on the outskirts of Tabantu, David Beddington and the man called Joey have taken the parcel of diamonds into the house and handed them over to the man called Johnson. Beddington tells them to come outside to the car. He says he has something to show them in the boot.
Is it something you picked up in the Sutu?
No, it was just this side of the border, as a matter of fact.
Biltong, I bet you.
Just let me get it open.
All right, you lot.
Hey,
I'm a police officer.
Stand where you are.
Here comes the car with Captain Bryant and his men.
Come on, Joey, let's get out of here.
Stay where you are.
Mr. Johnson!
Four men were arrested at the house in Tabantu. Five more were apprehended in Bloemfontein. They constituted a gang of IDV operators which had eluded the police for many months. The manner of their apprehension was praised by the judge in the Supreme Court where the men eventually stood trial. One of the men was discharged, and the other eight received sentences ranging from a 500-rand fine to 10 years in prison. As a state witness, David Beddington was given a suspended sentence, and he and his wife Diana were reunited. His little hobby had grown till it became a way of life. It could have had tragic consequences for his family.